I was just dreaming that I was listening to Hardy White. Oh my goodness, and now I am awake. What's getting rid of the questions going to do? The questions are being used as bait. You're being hooked. They're putting on a hook and you grab at the answer and you get hooked and you get things in your mouth and you get values that are distorted and wicked. There is, I've talked about this person before, Robert Easton was an actor and dialect coach in cinema, television, and movies in the 20th century, for a lot of it. And you can see his early acting work on things like Gunsmoke. And what he did, I believe he was maybe Oklahoma born, Texas raised, maybe not even that. I don't remember, Missouri born. He was born somewhere that didn't have an accent, moved to Texas. But anyway, he became a sort of known for being able to do accents. And the more he got praised for it, the more he learned to do. And so he, quote, taught himself how to do all these accents all around the world. So a lot of the ethnic stereotype accents you hear in those old movies and all, and even regional American ones, come from Robert Easton's version of what he thinks that is. And so you say, gosh, Al Pacino's Cuban accent in Scarface, that's interesting. That's Robert Easton. He was the coach that he taught him how to do that. So I was watching a episode of Gunsmoke, and Robert Easton was on, and he was playing, he was going to be more country than anybody, right? Just more hayseed than anyone on the show. And they're already on there talking like this, right? So all those old wagon trains, yeah, I'm going to talk like this. So he comes on, and he said there was pronunciation. He said he thought that card playing was wicked, but he would like to watch. And I don't know where he was supposed to be from, but what he said was something like, "Card playing is wicked, but can I watch?" And I thought, wow, that's extraordinary. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But now, that's somebody who's never been to certain parts of the country. That's real. And that's how people talk. And that's it. And it's a deception. It's not real. It's strange and distorted. And it comes from seeing the world in a certain way. And I won't even do the other accents, but like his South Asian ones, okay, are, you know, live on. I'm not saying he was the first to do them. He wasn't. You can get people doing those kind of ethnic accents going way back. And here's something interesting. It was one of the first things to make it on to recorded wax cylinders. So day one, they have these wax cylinders that are people doing ethnic dialects, usually not their own. So there's like Cohen on the telephone. There's some Irish ones, of course, African-American ones and everything, and doing these exaggerated voices. And they're very popular. And I think it's wacky in a way. So I just want to integrate that into my, I wasn't really telling the story because of the accent thing. It was really just, I said the word wicked and it made me think, oh, that's wicked. So, I don't know. That's very wicked of me, but, I hope if this is a TV show, you could watch it. Would you like to watch it? on your television set. I don't know. I make some YouTube videos that nobody, not nobody, just a select, very, 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 very elite few watch and understand. But I was, there was a few years back, a decade or more, there was a lot of videos of people doing accents, showing how to do regional accents. So I thought it would be funny to make up like some Florida regional accents. And so I was like, I did a video like that. And I said, this is how they talk in Jacksonville. You'd say, I like a bacatata. I would say steak and baked potato would be like, I like a steak and bacatata. And so I did that. And boy, golly, that was the most hated video I have ever done. It was just so many thumbs down and comments, just calling me all sorts of things and just how, no, this is wrong. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, the only other time that happened is when I made a video that said that Moe killed Curly by putting his head in a pants press. And somebody was like, I worked with the boys. That never happened. So, because you get their family, too. Anyway, it's just that I know you don't joke about things like that. But I sometimes think, oh, things are so absurd, surely. But the problem is that, you know, this looking for order and looking for rightness and wrongness and therefore not seeing things, just being blind to other people's motives or joy, or have some kind of joy filter on, or frivolity filter. And so that you will never really get this place. It can be awful. It's very hard. And it's been made harder by strange thinking of the monkeys. Something went wrong with the monkeys, and they made their life unnecessarily brutal, I think. But who knows? We don't know. Bless you. Don't listen to me. Or listen to me. Listen to me, but don't listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, but don't listen to me. Would it be okay if I did the call stuff in Edward Everett Horton's voice? Yes, because I like to speak that way. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org. Worldwide, freeform radio, this, that, and the other thing. I listened to an interview with him, I was going to say recently, he's long dead. I just recently listened to the interview with him, and he said that a lot of his ancestors were named after famous people, so they had names like George Washington Horton, Abraham Lincoln Horton, stuff like that. And I remember seeing someone's obituary, and their surname was Pancake, and they had the identical thing in their family tradition. It was George Washington Pancake, Abraham Lincoln Pancake. Anyway, I'm just putting that out there. I don't know whether you have kids or anything, but that thing, that'd be kind of fun, you know, just like, you know, Jimmy Carter Muldoon. I'm not going to tell you what to do. God bless you. I'll see you again next week.
name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. Twins' 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 name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany.
waitress on the promenade. She worked a night shift, dishwater blonde on the vine. She got a lot of tips. I've been talking stuff, the funny room, fighting with lovers' pants. I needed someone with a quicker wit than mine. Dorothy was famous.
Well,
I ordered.
Yeah, let me get a food cocktail. I ain't too hungry.
Dorothy laughs. Said it sound like a real man to me.
Kind of cute. You wanna take a bath?
Bad, and I say cool, but I'm leaving my pants on.
What you say?
'Cause I'm kind of bad. Someone, she said, sound like a real man to me. Mind if I turn on the radio? Oh, my favorite song, she said, but it was Johnny. Then and there, I knew I was through. My pants were wet, they came on, but she didn't see the moon, 'cause she left from the book press. She came on by me just 'cause Dorothy made me laugh. I felt much better, so I went back to the violin room.
Let me tell you what I did.
Oh, I took another bubble bath, my pants on, all the body sound.
Next time I'll do it too.
This is the ballet. Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy
Parker. Dorothy Parker. Dorothy Parker. Dorothy Parker.
Thank you. Looking back through time, in the corners of my mind, I see you standing there. Oh, baby, how I miss you. How much I need to kiss you. Run my fingers through your hair. But then again, it's just my imagination. Being close to you was such a sweet sensation. Then we had to have that terrible confrontation. Now all I can do to help this situation.
Champagne. Champagne, get loose. Fun is over, no need for the game. You have another you want to claim. Tell the truth for once and look in my eye. Before we said hello, we were saying goodbye. The love grew quick from the very start. It was only in our mind and never the heart. We felt the feeling in our body and soul. We didn't take our time to let it grow old. We could see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. We could see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. We could see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. We can see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. The beginning, we both had a smile. I took my time and waited a while. For you, you know I was living, but that's the past. There's no more forgiving. We had to take it slow and not so fast. You should have been the first and not the last. The love we had only went one way, and now we both have time to flirt and play.
We can see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends.
I guess we all learn from our mistakes.
I guess so.
And now, yes, now it's time to move on.
With the quickness.
But before I move on, I'd like to say a few more things.
Talk to me, Shit.
And if I could, I think they're very important. The relationship we had could have lasted long. Communication is where we went wrong. I was your lover when I should have been a friend. But now it's all over. Call it the end. You wasn't honest, you wanted to cheat. It was my friend, you wanted to meet. So you got what you want without the butter. Now, we both may go see another.
We can see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. We can see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends. We can see others and still be friends. See others and still be friends.
Thank you. for me with that sugary fun.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.